Good morning.
大家早.
Good morning.
早安.
Okay, all right, everybody's here.
大家都在一起.
We have another very special Sunday. And if you were here joining us last Sunday or were online, wasn't last Sunday an amazing time to listen to their stories of how they met Jesus? Wasn't it amazing? Yes?
今天我们又有一次特别的聚会，上主日，如果你在我们当中，或者在网上加入我们，大家听到了我们弟兄姐妹的见证，那是不是非常美妙的见证？
是不是？ 是吗？ Okay, practicing my Chinese. You know, it should bring so much encouragement to us when we see these brothers and sisters share their story of how they received the gospel. And what we get to see is that God made them new.
所以当我们听到我们新的弟兄姐妹跟我们分享他们生命的故事的时候，我们每一个人都应当非常的受到鼓励，让我们见证神在他们生命中动工，给了他们一个新造的生命。Today
they're wearing a shirt that says what? Made new. Someone want to stand up? Come on, Oscar.
大家可以看看他们今天穿的很漂亮的T恤。
Yes, it says made new.
上面写的新造的。
Because God makes things new. God makes things new. Look around to someone next to you and say, God makes things new. Our verse for this morning is found in 2 Corinthians 5:17.
今天早上我们的经文在哥林多后书五章十七节。
And let's just go ahead and read it. We're going to read it first in Chinese, and then we're going to read it in English.
让我们先用中文读，然后用英文读。
All right. 再来一次。一二三。 That to memory. English, ready? 1, 2, 3. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. Amen. One of the things that we all heard last week, in every one of their stories, was that at some point in their life, they realized that they were in sin. They realized that they're sinners. They realized that they have offended and sinned against a holy God. And that no matter how good they appear on the outside, they said that on the inside, they were ruined. Even Oscar, right? He's like, yeah, you know, you'll never forget Oscar and his muscles, right?
他的肌肉,
wow, look at that, look, show me. Yes, yes. Even Oscar, 外表, right? On the outside, he looks good.
在外表上他看上去很棒,
right? That's 帅哥 right there. But he even realized that on the inside, something's wrong. He's ruined. Even these sweet 4 teenage girls, they look so innocent. Even my daughter, Abby, she looks so innocent. But she realized that by God's grace, on the inside, she's ruined. She realized that she was empty and couldn't get right with God outside of Jesus. But this morning, I want us to all remember that God's ways are not our ways. Say that together. God's ways are not my ways. God's ways are not my ways. And this is really important, especially when we talk about things that are ruined. When something in my life is ruined, my thought is, it's done, it's over. When something that I've been working on so hard with all of my heart begins to go off track, our thoughts begin to think, it's ruined. We've wasted all this time. It's ruined. When some person has behaved or spoken in a way that is against me, that goes against me, or goes against my sense of what is right and wrong, when that relationship begins to have problems, our first thought is, we're done. Right, Sophia? We're done. Sophia would say, we're done. It's ruined. This relationship is over. When we see ruins, we're done. But God never gives up on a ruin. In fact, God is in the business of picking up ruins and working on them and working on them until they're made new. When God sees a ruin, He picks it up and works on it and makes it into a thing of beauty. That's why the promise in God's word says, I will give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
神说,
in Isaiah chapter 63, verse 1. Huh? 61:3. I'm dyslexic. Something's missing in my brain, by the
way. Okay,
God never gives up on ruin. Instead of ashes, He replaces it with beauty. Instead of mourning, He brings the oil of joy. Instead of the spirit of heaviness, He clothes us with a garment of praise. You see, in my life, ruined things look like a defeat. But to God, they're an opportunity. You see, all the way in Genesis chapter 1, God's word says, when the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep.
神说到,
That's when God sent in His Spirit and His light to bring order out of chaos and beauty out of darkness. You see, the heart of God shows us that His desire is not for things to stay in a state of darkness, of chaos, of despair, of emptiness. But in place of that, to bring in beauty, to bring in praise, to bring in joy, to bring in light. And what God does physically for the earth, He desires to do spiritually for us. So where there's darkness and chaos and emptiness in your life, the Holy Spirit's desire is to bring life. Where there is darkness or a sense of darkness, His desire is to bring light. When I was thinking of what could be the greatest ruin that mankind has ever seen, I was debating about this. But I thought that the greatest ruin was when mankind took Jesus, the Son of God, and tortured Him, and hung Him bloody, and nailed Him to a cross. And God turned that horrific nightmare He turned that horrific nightmare into the most beautiful day of salvation for all of mankind. One of the darkest days of human history. And God turns that into the most beautiful day of salvation for all of us. So this morning, I just wanted us to remember this truth. That there are no ruined people in God's eyes. Only opportunities for Him to do an amazing work. There are no ruined people. Only opportunities for you and all the people around you to see the glory of God in your life. So I just want to ask you, do you see ruin in your life today? You may see areas of ruin. You may be the point of some of these baptized brothers and sisters who saw ruin to the point that they are helpless in the eyes of God. But this morning, come to God. Give your ruin to God. And say, God, please turn this ruin into your opportunity to do an amazing work in my life. These 11 brothers and sisters, they are the testimony of God taking ruins and making it into an opportunity to do amazing things. So as we baptize each one of them, I want to hear some noise, okay? Because they are made new. And that's a reminder for all of us who are in Christ. We have been made new as well. Don't live in the oldness of life. The old has gone. The new has come. Amen?
Amen.
All right, let's do some baptisms.
好, 让我们来...